This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi.
Hi. I was trying to think of a really bad dad joke to do just because I felt like it. With one yesterday. Remember the Flintstone one? It was really good. Even though it's quite old, I was really happy with it. How about what is the DJ name his son?
Little J.
No, very close. Well, not close at all, sorry. Just good answer, but no. Eric.
That's really good. Where did you find that? Online just now?
No. It's always been in my head. Actually, that joke is so old that when Dave Moore first started his Dave's Bad Jokes on Today FM, I said, I have a joke for you. And I told it to him and he played the voice note of me telling him the joke on the radio. And that was the first time I was ever on Today FM.
Wow. And I wonder how he always seems to have fresh jokes for that segment.
Well, he asks, he puts up a question box every single day.
But surely, people would, like, someday the pot will surely dry.
I was going to run into him and be like, come on to the podcast, but he's live on air at the moment, so I think he will not.
I don't think his producers would approve of that. We're going to go because we actually have.
I feel like it'd be funny if I was like, Dave, can you come here for 4 seconds? Would that be possible?
Nah, he's in news now.
No, he's in news. Never mind. I thought it would have been cool, but I guess not. Okay, have a great day, guys. Bye. Okay, bye.
Hello, how are we?
Good morning, what's happening? How are we?
Good.
It's Wednesday, it's the middle of the week. It was the most beautiful day yesterday.
Oh, wasn't it just amazing? People were in such good form, it was lovely.
Apparently it rained in one area in the country and that was Cork.
I was like, deserved. It was a tiny little cloud over Cork, but it ruined the stat, which was it was going to be the first day with no rain in 2026 so far. So we still don't have that yet.
But it was still quite cold.
It was chilly, yeah.
I saw a bumblebee on the wall.
Did you, Dave?
Yeah, it was kind of like clinging on for dear life. And I was like, I didn't want to disturb it or anything. But I was like, how are you still alive?
Yeah, because you kind of feel like the bees are so precious now, even though you'd like it to kind of maybe go back out to its natural habitat. You're like, you stay cozy there, buddy.
You might be thinking, oh yeah, it's definitely just a newbie or something. It's just one that's been born. No, this was a big boy. This was huge. He was like bigger than a 2 euro coin. Like, he was huge.
Was he in your room? Like, was
no? He was just on the wall outside the house.
Outside, okay.
That's why I was really confused. I was like, how have you managed to stay alive through the most grim winter of non-stop rain and it was quite cold? How have they managed to do that?
Do the bees stay
in the hive?
I need to learn more about bees. Do bees stay in their hive all winter? Do they hibernate in a hive?
No, Callum just walked in instantly bombarded with questions. Yeah. You'd know everyone thinks he's the smartest in the room because we're like, Callum will know. I'm like, Callum, bees. Tell us everything you know. Go.
One of the guys in our group growing up was just known as Google because he was the guy who asked all the questions.
Honestly, my brother is like ChatGPT. Yeah. It's amazing.
I do think bees just hover around all year, but they...
Do they not die like really easily?
Maybe.
See, now there's someone listening go, oh my God, I can't believe I listened to these three ticks.
No, I bet you, I actually would be really surprised if anyone knew the life cycle of a bee off the top of their head now without Googling it. And if you do.
Of a Wednesday morning at 4 minutes past 7.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's fair.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Calvin Harris teaming up with Kasabian on Release the Pressure. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And before 8 o'clock this morning, we'll give you the chance to win yourself at €200 cash or more, potentially. All with thanks to McDonald's. Details on that soon.
For now, though, had a bit of a lads night yesterday. It was class.
Lads! Were you watching the Leeds game? I was.
Actually, I just had the football on my phone. We didn't actually watch that. But we just kind of decided because me and my housemate Ben decided because the girls were going out to some concert in the Three Arena. They didn't need a lift. So we were like, Grant, let's just chill out. Close the doors.
You're such good lads offering them the lift.
We were happy out, right?
Last night on Tuesday is a bit rogue, no?
It was a bit rogue, but we didn't go out.
It just happened to be you and Ben alone in the house.
Exactly.
Therefore,
we left the house to do a leg day at the gym because we're lads and we wanted to be in pain. So I'm now in pain literally all over my entire body.
But unless you're in more pain than Ben, it doesn't count. So I can see you limping around here today.
Yeah, I'm in.
You gave it welly.
I'm in a lot more pain. You're dead right. Mm-hmm. Then we had some chicken because it's protein, bro.
Sure.
And we're lads. It was breaded, not too healthy. Can't be too healthy. We're lads. Right. Jack, we don't care.
Jack cooked a full chicken yesterday and I went to get a bit. There was half a breast left. I was like, are you okay?
What do you mean?
He just ate more or less a full chicken.
Class.
It's mad. What's going on yesterday with
that's
lads?
Some serious protein.
I was like, is there any left? He's like, a bit of a breast there for you. I was like, lovely.
Added some veg then because we got to stay big and strong because we're lads. You know, just in case the girls come home and something's wrong and we need to fix something.
Or if something goes wrong at the Three Arena, you need to be able to run there in 2 seconds.
Of course.
Flat,
exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly. We built a fire. Wow. In the sitting room. It went out 8 times.
As in, I hope, in the fireplace.
Yes. We okay. discussed it at length for the entire night.
Did you stand over it and go, I think that the fire lighter should have been underneath the kindling?
I swear we just poked it. Like, it was just like, every time we go out, we just poke it with something or poke it with the big stick and maybe we'll add more coal on. It was, to be honest, useless. The girls are from like the country as well, so they know how to build a fire so well.
They know how to stoke a good fire.
They're
they know
like they
being from the kind of homes that always has a fire going in the kitchen. Stove's always on. Like,
they think I'm a huge city slicker because I don't know how to build a fire.
Right, okay.
And I was like, sorry, we had an electric fire.
I do have to say, when I went to visit my friend Megan a couple of weeks ago, she dressed a fire and it lit and it was just beautiful. And I was like, that's sexy. I probably would have a few mishaps. But hey, lads, you're learning. It's all about learning when you're a caveman, you know.
Cup of tea with some sugar in it because we're men, builder's tea, right? Obviously, we were in bits, you know, from the gym and eating all the veg and eating all the chicken. Yeah. And then we watched the most manly, laddie movie in the world. Who can guess it?
The laddiest movie in the world. I don't know, like Shawshank Redemption.
Oh,
all
good,
about resilience,
good shout.
And pushing through.
Good shout. Callum, do you have any guess on the laddiest movie?
The laddiest movie in the world.
Oh, I'm thinking of like really stereotypically sexist kind of thing, like an American Pie kind of thing.
Okay.
Or The Godfather.
Interesting. What we watched on television was
The
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Lads.
I'm surprised you're even looking at me and not dressing me with your eyes this
morning.
And then
we spent the entirety of the movie going, how did he not win an Oscar for this?
Yeah.
This is incredible acting. It was an actual joke. Mm. Probably gave some woman or something, you know?
Probably because of woke.
Lads, that movie is so good. Like, it's way better than I remember. Yeah. And like, the scene where he has to crawl to the car and drive home, it's unbelievable.
I couldn't finish it because it was too laddie for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I was just like, he's such a
pig. The night before we turned on the TV and like there was a movie showing, Interstellar, but we were like, I'm not going to stay up till like 11 o'clock. What are we doing? So we said,
it wasn't last night then.
No.
Sorry, Monday
was. That was the night before. And so we said, we'll finish it the next day. And so we did. And we just sat there talking about space for an hour. It was fantastic. But then we were like, what are we going to watch tonight? And I was like, another 3-hour film. And he was like, why not? Wolf of Wall Street came to mind. So that's what we did.
And how did you how did you deal with, after such a heavy like lads night, like did you just say to each other goodbye to each other?
We shook hands.
Your bedroom? I was thinking was to shake
hands. Shook hands, yeah.
It's funny because Dave lives like the best unemployed life in the world, but he actually has a job.
I do,
It's a great
life. It's a great life if you know how to do it.
How to navigate it and get the best of both. Where you have the most best of both worlds life of
all
time.
I'm Hannah Montana.
Are you feeling very testosterone fueled today?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Feel like, I don't know, feel like better than you or something.
Your tash has gotten thicker as well. It's not as puny. Like.
Yeah, I feel that. Thank you.
Here's Aaron Rome. This is called Please Don't Hate Me, you're on Spin.
Want to play the Tricky 10? It's our game we play just after 8 o'clock this morning. 10 questions. If you get them all correct, you win €1,000. And the funny thing is, we already gave you the answers. It's a Tricky 10. One between 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're the answers to all 10 questions. Get them all correct, win €1,000. We play after 8.
If you want to register, just the word Tricky in a WhatsApp. I saw this online the other day and I thought, do you know what? I'm going to bring this to the show because I think that society, if I may say, is making us feel ashamed of our age. And you know what? There's absolutely nothing we can do about it.
Why is society making you feel bad for your age?
I don't know. Like, people who are like 21 are like, oh my God, my life is over.
I think people need to.
I don't know. I haven't met a girl. I'm never going to be able to buy a house. And I get it. Real problems when it comes to the house stuff. But
people need to stop hanging out with people who are younger than them. That's the issue. Because when you hang out with someone who's younger than you, you feel really old. Whereas I hang out with yous every morning and I feel really young.
Shut up, Dave. 2 years between us. But still, hey, I'm turning 33 this year, and you sometimes do feel the pressure of it all. And you're probably listening to this going, would you shut up, only 33? But like, we all need to just get over ourselves. And I think a great way to get over ourselves is through this kind of method I saw online the other day. So basically they said, if you are 26, you are only in season one of Friends.
In terms of age. Yeah.
So 26-year-olds, that's the age that the gang were when they all got together back in season one.
God, isn't this exciting? I earned this. I wiped tables for it. I steamed milk for it. And it was totally not worth it.
So that means that if you're 37, you're only Phoebe's age in the final episode of Friends. Oh, and she's still working it all out, having the best crack of her life.
I was 26 when I moved into the house. So I'm kind of on season three now.
Of Friends?
Yeah.
And you had a lad's night last night with Ben stoking the fire.
It's like Chandler and Joey.
So Chandler and Joey. That's great.
A duck and a chicken.
Yeah. Honestly, anything could happen in that house. How I Met Your Mother, similar age group. Most of them are 27 when the first season kicks off.
Isn't it interesting that the premise of kind of like How I Met Your Mother and Friends is generally the same in terms of people meeting up in location,
a place
like cafe
and a cafe
bar.
The cafe in Friends used to be a bar. That's the lore of the cafe in Friends as well.
Ah.
Oh really?
Yeah, so it's very similar to How I Met You.
Okay. If you're 29, you're only in season one of New Girl.
Seriously, I started watching that yesterday. Rewatching
it.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Season one, you're only 29.
So when we do the chicken dance, I do it a little bit differently. But instead of doing claps, I like to do a peck because it's more realistic.
No chicken dance.
I love that show. It's just so easy. It's so on and popping.
I was the same last night. I was dying for a bit of Schitt's Creek or New Girl because I was like, everything is so depressing. Can we just have something that isn't so depressing?
Can I just say, I tried Schitt's Creek again. Again, I cannot watch that show.
I promise you, Dave, if you get through season one, everything will be okay.
Okay.
I promise you. Get through season one. Treat it like homework. Be like, I'm going to do two episodes a night. Season one is so annoying. Season two, you're like, oh my God, I love them all so much.
Really? Okay.
You have to stick out through season one. They got money after season one and everything gets better.
Okay, good.
Isn't it mad with a lot of these American comedy? I know Schitt's Creek is Canadian. That season one is always just like, just get through season one and it'll be okay.
Honestly,
they never find their feet in season one.
Lots of people really struggled with season one
of
Schitt's Creek.
And
The Office.
The Office.
I just don't like it. If you are 32 to 41, you're only in season one of Sex and the City.
Ooh.
At 41.
He lives with his parents? It's their apartment. Not sexy, honey. Dump him immediately. Here, use my cell phone.
Moving on to Desperate Housewives, late 30 to mid 40s in season one, just the beginning. If you're 41, you're only Walter White in season one of Breaking Bad.
You've got a whole empire to build.
Exactly. At the same time, they're all quite old. Just because it's season one of Desperate Housewives doesn't mean they're not old. They're all married. They all have kids.
No, they're not. This is so frustrating. You clearly haven't watched Sex and the City, and I told
you. No, but Desperate Housewives. Susan has a kid. Brie has a kid.
Right.
Lynette has kids.
I take that back. Watch season one of Sex and the City. None of them have kids. None of them have kids, and none of them are married. And with that in mind, I'm trying to be positive here, Dave, by the way.
Sorry, go on.
I'm just trying to spread a bit of anti-ageism on the show.
Okay.
So if you wouldn't mind reining it in.
I'm just here for balance.
Because if you're 53 to 80, you're only season one of Golden Girls. And
class.
If you're in your 70s, you're only starting off your journey with your pal in Grace and Frankie.
Amazing. I don't know what that is, but the Golden Girls one, mwah. I have loads of time to go.
Absolutely. It is 7:26. You're on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Watch Sex and the City. I'm serious. So good. Harry Styles and Aperture on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, 7:43.
Hey, what's going on? Would you like to win yourself some cash? Well, good thing we've loads of cash to give away. Every single day, celebrate the return of the iconic Shamrock Shake at McDonald's, just in time for Seachtain na Gaeilge and St. Patrick's Day.
Caitlin is on this morning to give it a go. How are you, gal?
Good, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Caitlin, what is the Irish for Caitlin?
Kathleen.
Is it Kathleen? Oh, I thought it was going to be like Cochlin or something like that.
Yeah, with a father on the eye.
Ah, beautiful.
Just throw in a father anywhere and everything becomes lovely and
good. Yeah, it really does.
I know.
Any plans for the day today? You off to work or college? Or?
I have to work.
What do you do, Caitlin?
I work in childcare.
Very good. So a busy day ahead, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you could always use a little bit of cash, and that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. In studio, we have the Shamrock Bowl, right? It's filled with balls. Each ball contains a hidden cash value. We don't know how much cash is in those balls.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, Caitlin, and you have to answer up to 5 questions on Irish culture or easy to understand questions, Oscailga. For each question you get right, you earn a ball from the Shamrock Bowl. We'll open the balls at the end of the 30 seconds and see how much money you've won. If you get all 5 correct, we will open up 5 balls. If you only get 2 correct, we'll only open up 2 balls. Does that all make sense, Caitlin?
Some people could say this is theatre of the mind and there's actually not balls in studio, but nope. Producer Callum, he does nothing by hand. There is a bowl of balls.
All right, Caitlin, you got 30 seconds on the clock. Emma's going to ask your questions, or am I going to ask your questions? I'll answer your questions. So, Caitlin, 30 seconds on the clock. I'll ask your questions. The very best look. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What is the largest city in Ireland?
Cork.
The one you're in right now.
Dublin.
Yeah. What stadium did the NFL host a game last year?
Geneva?
No, the other one.
Crow Park.
How would you ask, how are you in Irish?
When is it all to?
Yes. What is the name of the famous cliffs on the west coast?
The Cliffs of Moher.
Yes. What park houses the zoo and loads of deer? The what
Phoenix Park.
Stop the clock. Hey, oh, my God. Caitlin, spot on. I was a little bit worried there. But that means that means we get to open up 5
Yay!
Balls with 5 potential bits of cash in them. Now, first off, the largest city in Ireland, you said Cork and or Kerry.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. All right, let's see
Put me under pressure there.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's see how much cash you've won.
Okay, cool. We opened up ball number one. Shakto
is 70. 70 quid. Okay, add 70 to the calculator there.
Lee Road, a dough. That would be
20. You're up to 90 quid.
Which is what?
A fija.
Now, we're on to Lee Road, numero.
Numero, we got Spanish in there.
A 3. A de.
A dead tenner.
Lovely.
So we've got a 70, a 20 and a 10. That's 100 quid so far, Caitlin.
Lero the Cahir. Oh
no, what is it?
Top runner.
Is it Node?
It's a hen.
A hen. Oh,
hen.
Oh, go on. We've won more. Come on.
Oh. Mother divine.
Go on.
We have.
A Cade?
A need
in 99.
No canee.
It's unbelievable that you knew that.
But I will do. I win them wicca and ish.
Okay, let's top up them. Yeah. 100 plus 70 plus 20. You have won yourself €200,
Yay!
Caitlin.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Have a fantastic day and go and enjoy a shamrock shake.
I sure will.
Have a great day, Caitlin. Good luck.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Talk to you later. God, the Irish is bad, lads.
Yeah. Toshé Arash. Yeah. Why not try use the Kubla Fucker like we did? Try the Minty Shamrock Shake in restaurants for a limited time only.
And more chances to win cash at McDonald's tomorrow morning show. Same time at Spin.
Turn
right
this
now.
Up.
Milky. It's Milky, Just the Way You Are. I love that. Just a perfect classic, little bit of a remix. And hey, it's on the radio again.
Why not?
Exactly. It's coming up on 10 to 8. It's Wednesday morning. Saw something last night and the expression, it blew my mind, is definitely overused. But this not only gave me such a good laugh, but made me go, are you serious after all this time? We all know the classic intro song to one of the famous movies of all time, The Lion King.
I don't like The Lion King, but that is a great song.
Sorry, why don't you like The Lion King? Because it's sad?
No, I just think it's too... I think it's overrated. And I think people, like, cry over that... What's that stupid saying? The Hakuna Matata.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand that. You know, it's like... Just,
it means no worries for the rest of your days.
Shut up.
It's a problem-free philosophy.
Get a job.
But I saw this last night on an online publication, Spin Mag. It basically had someone, I'm not exactly sure who he is, but this guy speaks the language of what this, this kind of unique, kind of smaller language in this part of Africa, right?
Okay.
And he revealed, when translated, what that actually means. And after all this time, I think we'll all be quite surprised.
dancing Ngonyama Gitti Baba.
You were way off.
Ngonyama.
All right.
Yeah, what does it mean?
It means, look, there's a lion. Oh, my God.
You're joking.
That is what this means. Look, there's a lion. Oh, my God. I don't believe it, right?
That is not what that means.
That's exactly what it means.
That's what it means. Look, there's a lion.
Look, there's a lion. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's a lion.
So the bit that comes back in after. So, look, there's a lion. Oh, my God. It's a lion.
It's a lion. Look.
Isn't that crazy?
That's absolutely nuts. It's Zulu, by the way, is the language the circle of life. But that is a fantastic fact.
After
if that's
all
true.
This time.
Is that true?
Oh, I didn't fact check it.
Oh, for God's sake.
Come on, it's fully
true. You used to be a journalist.
Okay, what does the opening lyrics...
No, we're going to sit here, Callum.
...to Lion King translated to English? Callum, I hope you're helping back me up here.
Yeah, we're sitting in silence. Emma's doing her own research.
Here comes a lion. Oh my God. Yes, it's a lion. So that indeed, according to Google and a site that just came up from Classic FM, has confirmed for us all.
So they did the research.
They did. We didn't. Go listen to whoever they are. Here is Somber Homewrecker. It's just gone 5-8 in the last few minutes. We were just brought you this clip that I saw online last night where a guy has gone and translated what is said in that opening iconic
scene of
The Lion King, the opening lyrics to The Circle of Life. And I was really shocked when I realised what it meant.
Dancing Ngonyama Gitti Baba.
You were way off.
Ngonyama.
All right. What does it mean?
It means, look, there's a lion. Oh my God.
That's incredible.
You're joking.
Look, there's a lion.
It's the timing of that as well. Look, there's a lion. Oh my God.
It's so good. And then just as we were about to wrap up, Dave was like, did you fact check this? And I was like, no.
Oh, please. Tell me it's not true.
I think we can confirm it is true. The language is Zulu. And when you translate to English, that's what's going on there. But anyway, on the back of all that, Becky was in touch.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Becky.
So that Lion King song, I had seen another video that some girl had done. She is also from that part of Africa and speaks that language. So they are the literal translation of the word. But in the movie, it's supposed to say, here's the king. So it is the literal translation of the words. But for the movie's perspective, it's like, oh, here's the king. He has arrived. That kind of thing.
Gotcha. But I don't, because the literal translation means it's a lion.
I suppose for us, maybe. Yeah, why didn't they just say king?
Yeah.
Oh, here's the king. Look, there's the king. Oh, my God.
Very interesting, but glad I didn't totally spread too much fake news this morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Hello, it's just gone 8. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. And I have to say this, I'm sorry about it now. I'm sorry to wake you up with such negativity, but this week is dragging.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's Wednesday. It's only gone 8 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Yeah, you missed me on Monday. That's why I'd say. Yeah. Guys,
go on.
I've officially heard it all, as my granny would say. Now, I've heard it all. I was in touch with my friend yesterday.
That's such a great way to start. I've heard it all.
What's the plan for the weekend? She says, I'm off on a mini hen.
So
explain that one to me there now. So this girl...
That's such a mam thing to say.
Explain this to me now.
You young people now. You're just mad for parties.
Some of these girls are really dragging the arse out of it. And like, I have to respect it. So apparently she had her official hen last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend wasn't invited. She wasn't in the category of the OG friends to go on the big hen.
Okay.
Right. So as a result, she's having mini hens. But it's not just like me.
Oh, with different friends.
With different groups.
That's brilliant.
Right. Yeah, it is. But it's dragging the bejesus out of it. Right?
Yeah, but like for only for her. Like surely if she's different friends. I wonder
but
is there...
surely the other friends are like, oh, well, I wasn't good enough to come to your real hen.
Oh, there's a real hen.
So the real hen is with the OGs. That was last weekend.
Oh, sorry. But now, okay.
But the mini hen crew who didn't make the cut for the real hen have to go down to Cork for the weekend.
Yeah, that's not good.
As in two nights in a hotel for the mini hen.
For the mini
hen? How is a mini hen two nights? I know real hens that are one night.
Oh my God. That's expensive.
Would you agree that you've heard it all?
I've heard it all.
You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Almost 10 past 8 now. And on the way, I'm going to need you to strap yourself in for the sleepwalking story.
Oh, hold on.
Thank you very much.
Strapped in.
Thank you. The sleepwalking story of all sleepwalking stories. Oh, I'm still a bit traumatised. And I just need to kind of gather myself. I didn't know if I'd be able to bring this to the show. That's on the way in 10 minutes. Now, though.
Tricky. First though, we got to do the tricky 10. We asked you to get involved. All you got to do, tricky, in a WhatsApp to 087711103. Come on, answer 10 questions correct, win 1,000 euro. If not, just top the leaderboard, win yourself a fuzzy charred snooty. Who's on to play?
It's Karen with a big gang in the car. How are we all, Karen?
Morning. They're excited and nervous.
Okay.
They're hoping I don't embarrass us all.
So you have obviously your own kids in the car, then you're doing a bit of carpooling, helping, I presume, a friend or neighbour bringing their kids to school as well.
Exactly.
Right, yeah. Chloe, Nathan, Farah and Andrew in the car. So I feel like you're going to have some help, Karen.
We might. And we might.
All of those
Farah
guys.
Was pretty good on them yesterday.
Good.
So
good.
She might help me out there.
Was it all of those guys combined to force you into signing up for today?
No, it was mainly Chloe.
Oh, right.
Chloe's fault.
Good going, Chloe.
Come on, Chloe.
Fair play to you, Chloe. And what's the crack with you then, Karen, for the rest of the day?
Oh, then I'm going to drop them off. I have a couple of drops and then gym and then we'll see how the day takes us.
Well,
I might go shopping if I win the grand.
Oh, yeah, good shout.
Oh, God, the kids would be fuming.
Straight into Brian Thomas.
You would pick them up from school and they're like, Mom, where's the money? You'd be like, it's gone, hon. I'm wearing it.
Sorry.
Okay, listen, wishing you the very best luck. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Dave's going to ask her 10 questions. Each answer will be a number between 1 and 10, and that won't repeat. Chloe knows the rules. She doesn't need to listen to this bit. We can only accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard, obviously you'll win the fuzzy charge snooty. And you know the deal. If you get all 10 questions correct, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. We do have a score to beat so far this week from Kathy. She sits top of the leaderboard with a score of 4 in 53.68 seconds. But look, it's all to play for, and as we say, you've loads of help in the car. So the best of luck.
Yes, Karen. But the one thing I will say is, obviously, I'm going to read your questions, but there's going to be a bombardment of questions coming at you. Just breathe. Take it easy. Don't panic if you get the first one wrong or something like that. You know what I mean? And throw it all out. So,
and only take the kids' answers if they're right.
Absolutely, Karen. Very hard to do, but let's see how you do. All right, 55 seconds on the clock. The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Complete the name of the Channel 4 comedy show. What out of 10 cats?
8 out.
Cherry Orchard and Ballyfermot is in which Dublin postal district?
7.
How many sides does a pentagon have?
6.
What is 10 divided by 10?
10.
The word machine contains how many letters? The word machine contains how many letters?
7.
How many teams in the League of Ireland men's Premier Division are located in Dublin?
1.
The year we currently are in is 2020 what?
6.
Niall Horan has released how many solo studio albums?
3.
How many zeros appear in the Spin phone number?
2.
Complete the name of the BBC comedy show. Inside number what?
10.
Stop the clock.
Ooh. Mama.
All right, Karen, how do you feel like you did?
I don't know.
How does it feel?
I didn't embarrass myself.
Doing it rather than listening to it.
Oh my God, it's so much harder. It's so much harder. I won't be shouting at the radio anymore.
Karen, I don't know your score yet, but what I do know is you 100% did not embarrass yourself.
No, you didn't.
Not at all.
Let's go.
Okay,
let's see how much she got.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And would you look at that, Karen? Woo! And Chloe. sitting top of the leaderboard on a Wednesday. Well done. If the rest of the week works in your favour, you'll take the fuzzy charged snooty at least. We'll just go through the ones
that's what I'm here for.
Cherry Orchard. Is it? Good woman. Cherry Orchard and Ballyfermot, they are actually in Dublin 10. You said Dublin 7. How many sides does the Pentagon have? You said 6. The answer is 5. 10 divided by 10. You know you made a mistake. The answer is 1 rather than 10. How many teams are there in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division? My God, Callum, get a grip.
That's such a good question. Bowes, Shell, St. Pat's and Rovers?
Terrible question.
shocking question. The answer is 4, as Dave said there. And finally, complete the name of the BBC comedy show Inside Number What. You said 10, the answer was 9.
I can't believe it's Inside Number 9. Oh. What the hell is Number 9? Yeah. Number 10 is Downing Street, so...
But isn't there sometimes a...
Do you know what I mean? Maybe Number 9 is next door. What it's like to live in the neighbours.
Do you know what I was thinking of?
Carried away with the old English questions there.
You know the Irish show Inside the K?
Oh yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
maybe it's inside a district or something. I don't know. Anyway, you did really well. Well done to all the guys in the car as well. Although they didn't help you at all.
Love the show. We got involved. That's all that matters.
You got involved, Karen. You got involved. That's what we appreciate. Have a fantastic day, guys.
Thanks a million. You too.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
I like Karen.
Get involved.
Of course, Chloe and Nathan and Farah and Andrew.
If you would like to play tomorrow,
you shouldn't though, because they deserve the fuzzy charged snooty. You know. But no, go on, see if you can take it off.
See if you can win yourself €1,000 cash as well. 087-711-103. That's our number. The word tricky in a WhatsApp will have you entered and you could be on to play tomorrow. Now though, this is new Noah Kahan on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
David Guetta, see ya. Beautiful people, you're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's the crack?
What's going on? Hey, Cash Machine is worth €202,000 and we'll be telling you how you can win it in about 10 minutes time.
Okay. Strap yourself in now. So, Saturday night, just gone.
Had a Saturday
night. Do.
I've been looking forward to this story for the entire morning. At 6 a.m, I came in and I saw a sleepwalking story was on the sheet list. And I am so excited for what the hell is about to happen.
All right.
Because the last time I remember this happened, I was like, this is crazy.
When I was sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad that time. So basically, Saturday, I was in Waterford. I mentioned this before. I was on a night out with some Waterford City friends and it was really good crack. And the night before, I'd stayed at my granny, had a sleepover with my sister and her kids and all the rest. So then Saturday night, they had left and I spent the whole day at my granny and then my boyfriend Jack arrived and we went out to join some friends, etc., etc. So we get in, it's like midnight, we're chatting to my granny, she's still awake, and then that's it, we go off to bed, conk out, we were absolutely exhausted. All good. Woke up in the morning, probably like 10 past 9, and my granny's in and out, she's saying, right, we go for breakfast. Yeah, lovely, give me 20 minutes, I'll jump into the shower. As my granny leaves the room, everything changes.
Oh no.
Jack turns to me in what can only be described as a serious panic. And he says, Emma, I sleptwalked last night. And I was like, Where did you go? I woke up lying next to your granny.
No, this isn't you.
My grandmother is 92.
I thought this was an Emma Nolan story. It's a Jack story. Oh my God.
Jack says that he was walking across the landing and saw the bathroom in front of him and saw the right door into the room he was meant to be in and went, what's just happened? And it all came flooding back to him that he remembers waking up with my granny asleep beside him and saying, Phyllis, I'm so sorry. Jack was not dressed.
No! Oh my God!
My grandmother has been a widow for about 20 years.
No, this can't be real.
I said, you did what?
To my granny.
What?
Oh my God. We is out.
We had been.
Okay.
I said, for the love of God, I told you this before when you sleptwalked into my dad's room. You need to start wearing pajamas. I said, how am I meant to go down to my grandmother? She's 92 years of age. She'll be haunted by this, Jack. What have you done?
Oh my God.
I walk down the stairs. I said, Granny, I'm really sorry. Were you interrupted overnight? I said, oh, Jesus, yeah, I heard a bit of breathing beside me. I said, Jack, what are you doing? Jack, what are you doing? My aunt comes over.
She's like, kicking her. Shut up. Try to sleep here.
Try to sleep here, Phyllis. My aunt comes over in the morning and I'm like, Marie, like, Jack's after sleepwalking into Granny last night. Like, tell one of her kids, you know, gauge the reaction. She goes, I'm delighted for her.
Oh my God. How did you get permission to tell this story?
Oh, Jack doesn't have any...
any idea?
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Jack gets a say now, does he? Jack gets a say about what's right and wrong now. Oh,
he didn't do anything wrong. The poor fella.
My boyfriend lay next to, fully unconscious, my 92-year-old granny.
And naked.
With nothing.
Oh, my God.
So that's my story.
Oh my God. Listen. Lucky I'm, Phyllis. Do you know?
That's what my auntie said. She said, ah, sure, I'm delighted for her.
This is just insane. I thought this was going to be a you story because you said you kind of sleptwalked before and you ended up in the courtyard of your granny's gaff or something like that back in the day. But I forgot about Jack's initial sleepwalking story.
Into my dad's room.
Into your dad's room.
Yeah.
This is really bad.
Michaela was on.
Oh my God, Emma, I think my jaw unhinged with that plot twist.
It's absolutely shocking, carry on. And like, I keep bringing my granny every day, just being like, hoping she's still talking to me. Do you know? Be like, what's been going on? this in as well.
Hey, Emma, I'll be careful of that. But it sounds of it, it looks like Jack's hitting on your granny.
Yeah. Little
Can
bit.
You imagine if me and Jack break up because he's having an affair at my granny? Wouldn't that just
Phyllis needs fun too.
Wouldn't that be the most Emma thing that's ever happened?
It would be.
And then, because I love my granny so much, I'd just be like, I'm happy.
Oh,
for
Jack,
you.
Do it for the plot, please.
Oh my gosh, here's Bad Bunny. This is DTMF. You're listening to Spin. He has become probably one of the biggest thirst traps on the globe since the Super Bowl.
He's dated everyone.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure. Hasn't he dated like Kendall Jenner and I think did he?
Yeah.
Did he go out with like Kylie?
Did
well
you see Sabrina Carpenter looking at him at the Grammys?
No.
He was performing on stage and she did this, it kind of went viral, like this iconic, you know, almost biting her lip, like watching the performance, not knowing she was going to get papped or whatever. And it's kind of like every girl, I think, since the Super Bowl just absolutely loving him. It's the brilliant Bad Bunny DTMF on Spin. Sabrina Carpenter, house tour on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. My sister was on a flight to London just the other day. She was just going to visit a couple of friends at the weekend and she was telling me she's obsessed, and lots of people are, with the comedian Kyla Cobbler. She's hilarious, that core comedian. She's got a huge, huge, huge following on Instagram.
She's brilliant.
And she just sold out her whole tour. I'm actually going to see her in 2 weeks' time. Fiona and her partner, her husband, Dwayne, they did the big gig to raise funds for Palestine a few months ago.
Yeah, she was on it.
Kyla performed at that, and I was like, she is so funny. I there and then was like, I have to book tickets and see her again.
I saw her at the Paddy Power Comedy Festival. She was so good.
Funny. She's just brilliant, and she's really on the up. She's already well up. But anyway, my sister was on the flight the other day and she texts me going, oh my God, guess who I'm sitting next on the flight? And I was like, go on. And yes, spoiler alert, it obviously was Kyla Cobbler. And she was like, I can't cope, this is mad. Like, she was really kind of starstruck by her because she sees her on her Instagram every day and she's actually booked to go see her in a few weeks' time herself as well on that tour. And like the whole thing, she was like, I just really want to have a drink with her. And I was like, stay cool now, Laura. Just stay cool. She's probably just trying to chill out a little bit, you know, on the flight as well. She said they had a little chat that Laura just at one point was like, I don't know what to do here. So she just said, hey girl.
Oh no. Oh, for God's sake.
And Kyla went, hey girl.
Well, Laura.
After Fiona's gig a few months ago, I sent her an Instagram picture of herself.
Oh, obviously, God, she was tagged.
And I said, love you. And she said, love you more. So she's great.
Oh my God.
So Laura's hey girl was mild compared to my love you. Because I do love her.
She's our one in the same.
I know we're losers.
Absolutely.
Listen, we were raised in the country, all right?
these big celebrities up in Dublin.
You'd never see a celebrity in the Paris time from us all. But it reminded
this
me.
This person has interviewed Dua Lipa, Dermot Kennedy, like whoever else.
And somehow I managed to keep my cool, but really I want to say, Dua, I love you.
And as soon as you see Kyla Cobbler, you're like, oh, you're amazing.
You're just so amazing. That's I love so, you funny. So much. But anyway, then it reminds me of when I first met my boyfriend Jack's parents. It took about 30 minutes. words for his mother to tell me that she once sat in a flight from Leeds to Cork with Roy Keane sat next to her on like the little propeller plane.
Stop it.
So, you know, like they're twos and twos rather than threes and threes in those seats.
That's terrifying.
And it's so funny because as soon as she told the story, like Jack's dad, brother and Jack were in like the cahoots laughing, being like, we were waiting to see. They had a bet on between them because whenever apparently she meets a new person, she's like itching to tell the story, okay. Especially an Irish person. So they were itching. They were like, 32 minutes on the clock, ma'am. Well done. Better than last time before you got the story out. And with that, I'm just wondering, have you ever been sat next to someone really famous? Have you ever, it could have been on the bus or it could have been obviously on a train or a plane. It could have been in a restaurant. The only thing, and this, I don't know, I'm cursed. It never happens to me. The only famous person I ever stood behind in a petrol station waiting to pay for petrol was Marty Whelan in Northwall. So underwhelming. I was just in Northwall and I was like, is this my celebrity moment?
Marty Whelan, as in RTE?
Yeah.
Marty Whelan.
Not even Marty Morrissey, Marty Whelan. Like, nice guy.
I would prefer Marty Whelan.
Yeah, he was nice.
He's pretty cool.
It was lovely, lovely tie up tight, and he was obviously very well dressed, paying for his full tank. So, look, let us know. Have you ever been sat, have you been as lucky as to sit next to someone on a flight, like my boyfriend Jack's mom, next to Roy Keane for that 45 minutes? 087 711 103. We'd love your voice notes.
Yeah,
on this.
Please. I want to hear these stories.
Yeah. Or maybe it was just another Marty Whelan story in Northmore. I just mentioned there that my sister was on a flight there last week to London and she was sat next to a comedian from Cork. Her name is Kyla Cobbler. Maybe you follow her online, maybe you know her. She's just absolutely brilliant. And my sister was totally starstruck. She went, hey, girl. Kyla was like, hi, girl. Anyway.
I want to die. I want to text Laura right now and be like, oh my God, I'm so disappointed in you. I've always said Laura Nolan was the cooler sister. Always said that. Now I take it back. I just don't think any are cool.
From the country, okay? We don't get to see, we don't see the big city celebrities very much. No, on this, we were asking you, who have you kind of been around that's real famous, if it was on a flight or on the bus or whatever? Well, Karen was on.
Back in the 80s and 90s, Def Leppard were quite a thing. And I worked for a part of the Bank of Ireland. Mm. And back in those days, pop stars were not like ordinary bank account holders. They were like part of a thing called Bank of Ireland Private Banking. Mm. But anyway, one day, two lads came into my normal branch, came to customer services and put a checkbook in front of me. That was back in the day when you cashed checks. And it was the first time I'd ever seen a Bank of Ireland Private Banking checkbook. And I looked up and came face to face with the lads from Def Leppard. And I'm a Mahusa fan, still a Mahusa fan. And I'm looking at the two lads, the long, shaggy hair, and all I can hear going through my head is, pour some sugar on me. I can't speak. I'm literally tongue-tied, which is not my normal default mode. And my manager comes over and says, Karen, is there anything wrong? Can I help you? And I was like, no, I'm good. Do you need some assistance? No, I'm good. And the guys are like, are you okay, love? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And they're like, do you need ID? And I said, no, I know who you are. And I cashed the check. I can't remember how much it was for. I couldn't tell you. I probably would have given them a bag of cash at that point. And they left the branch. The manager came over to me. He said, are you all right? What's your problem? Like, you know, what was your very weird to those customers? I said, that was Def Leppard. And he was like, who? So I was very young. He was, well, I thought he was very old at the time.
Oh, my God. That's exciting.
I have no idea who they are.
Def Leppard.
Yeah.
I
don't mean to say that to be like, look at me, I'm so young, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah, they were huge at the time, weren't they, Def Leppard? Yeah. They would have been absolutely massive.
Are they Irish? They have a Bank of Ireland.
They're English.
Ah, okay.
They're English, yeah.
Very good.
Hysteria. Do we know some of their songs? Would we know some of
them?
Pour some sugar on me like.
Must be big in Cork. Pour some sugar on me like. I like it though. Fair play to Karen. She got a little bit, you know, freaked out, but like we would all do the same. My mom and dad always tell the story about being in a club when they were like, I don't know, like obviously I think I was born, but like
young,
yeah, whatever, they were somewhere in town anyway, and there was like a VIP section. Mm. And mom was like, oh, I'm sick of dancing now, I'm gonna go sit down. And so her and dad just went into the VIP section.
Maybe not knowing or yeah. just chancing their arms.
And
yeah.
I think they were like almost kicked out, but the people in the VIP section were like, leave them, they're fine. And so they sitted and chatted with them for the entire night. It was Brent Pope and Ryan Tuberty.
No way. That's
Ryan Tuberty in the club. They just had, yeah, Ryan Tuberty in the club. Bit mad.
In the club.
In the club. So yeah, mum and dad went out with and partied with Ryan Tuberty and Brent Pope.
That's
for the night.
Gas.
It was bizarre. They actually even left that place and they all went somewhere else as well.
Last year, I was on a flight to the UK. I was going back for my friend Tom's wedding. And I
remember that.
Normally would fly into East Midlands.
I know this story.
Which is my local airport, but I actually flew into Birmingham.
Yeah.
And I had an empty row, two seats next to me on my Ryanair flight. But then in the row, like in the aisle opposite, so obviously there's like ABC and then DEF. I was in the DEF side and in the ABC side. Mary Lou.
Yeah,
oh,
I remember.
Yes.
You remember he took
someone
a photo.
Like it just—it's so funny to see like these kind of like politicians or whatever.
Yeah. They're just like us, guys.
Getting
it's
a
crazy.
Oh, guys, I just remembered my biggest one, and it didn't come to me until right now. Years ago, back at Sugar Club smoking area, sitting two people away at around a round table from Bloody Hosier.
Stop.
Yeah,
that's
a girl I'm friends with is in a band, and I met her. I was like, well, how are you? Chatting, she was like, stand
well,
there.
Girl.
And only when I sat down and looked around at the company she was sharing, I was like, whoa, that's Andrew Hosier Byrne.
Do you call him Hosier or do you call him Andrew if you say hello to him?
They were chatting to him as Andrew, but I didn't say a word. I was just too taken aback by it all.
And then I had a friend who was on a train from London going back up north in the UK, and they were sitting on one of those four-seater tables opposite Jimmy Carr, not in first class or anything, just
no
in
way.
Cattle class.
Wow, they're just
man
like
of the people.
Cattle class, for God's sake. Celebrity, famous person you've been in the company of. Unexpectedly, my sister was on a flight with a famous Irish comedian, Kyla Cobbler, in the last couple of weeks. And I'm wondering, can you beat my encounter standing behind Marty Whelan at a petrol station in North Wall? lots of people getting in touch. We've had three Karens on the show this morning.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think the shame of being called Karen has finally decimated.
They're not the same person, though.
No, three different Karens. All the Karen shame is obviously going away now, and the Karens are back.
Okay.
We love to see it. This is another Karen.
I was a big Take That fan, and I actually met them in the airport. I couldn't believe Mark Owen was standing in front of me. I went into shock. He was the cutest of the band at the time. And then just after seeing them, talking to them, walked off and we met Oasis. At that time, Oasis were only starting off.
Are you serious?
That's
you did very
cool.
well for yourself in one
That's
day.
That's pretty cool. 087-711-1038, Jeremy. I bunked into a nightclub in the south of France, a private party with George Michael.
No.
Spent the whole night dancing with him. My wife met him years later in London and he remembered me.
Oh, he didn't, Jeremy, but you keep thinking that.
Yeah.
He didn't, but it's okay.
Martina
it's okay.
was also on. She says, I was in a pub in Boston with my parents. My mother gasped to tell me at the bar was Meatloaf. When I turned around, I had to correct her by telling her it was Brendan Gleeson.
Listen, it's an easy mistake to make. Is it the Gleesons? Is it the lad from Meatloaf? Who knows? Either
That's
way.
That's so funny.
Either way, get yourself a pick. Hello, how are you?
Hi, what's going on? How are we? Happy Wednesday. I'm going to say something that's really against my character.
Okay.
And it's real, probably very unpopular opinion.
Oh.
But I've been very locked into the gym since January. Mm. Been going quite a lot. I'm hench AF right now. It's because I'm tensing, but you'll probably be able to see through.
You
the
are
radio.
Looking broad.
Thank you.
Is that a good thing?
That's all I wanted.
Is that what people like to say?
End of... the talk. We can play music now. That's all I wanted. No, but after the gym, I go to the sauna. Good for recovery. Go for 10 minutes. Unpopular opinion. I like when people are in the sauna. Even more unpopular opinion. I like when they're talking.
Oh.
I can't do the sauna on my own.
In silence.
In silence. And I can't
see,
do it.
There's no way of distracting yourself from it. Because in my opinion, the sauna isn't a very nice experience for
I
me.
Completely agree. Some it is people, for the first about me 30 seconds
yeah.
to a minute.
And then I can't breathe. Everything's really sweaty. Why is there no fresh air in here?
See, my brain starts breath. Going, you're trapped. You know that. Mm. What if you're trapped in here forever?
Mm.
And I'm like, maybe I should just see if that door still opens. You know, like, that's what my brain does. My brain doesn't like me.
There's other things. Yeah, my brain can be mean to me as well. But like, you can't really bring in your AirPods. They get wrecked.
No, I put my phone in. I bring my phone into to a towel and it's completely wrapped up so it doesn't get hot.
But
or
you can't
anything
get
like
the
that
distraction of it. So but, like,
and you also can't have like music or the radio or anything because like other people might come in.
No, I'm with you. I think it's good to have other people there because I don't necessarily want to chat in a sauna. I feel a bit uncomfortable being there half naked. But like,
but I'm happy listening to other people chat, and I don't mind the chat if you start it, but I won't start it. Mm. But I think more people need to start conversations these days.
Is this in the gym?
This is in the gym, yeah.
I think my former housemate, Emer, who goes to your gym's biggest fear is ending up in the sauna at the same time you're in there.
Now, she said that to me the other day. Mm. I honestly was
really... You did the chat.
I was really offended by that.
Why?
I was like, what? Do you just not want to see my fat body? Is that what it is, Emer?
No.
Is that what it is? You don't want me to see you? Do you think I'm some sort of creep?
No! Oh my God, you thought about that so negatively.
I did, but she said it the first thing I said. She was just like, I haven't seen you in there. And then she was like, but I was worried I was going to see you in the sauna. And I was like, what the hell? What do you mean by that? I would never think about that. I would never be like, oh, I hope I don't see Emer in the sauna.
You'd be like, I hope I don't see Emma or producer Callum in the sauna.
I wouldn't care. It's the same as seeing you right now.
Really?
Yeah. We all have different, like, no clothes on in the sauna. Well, we obviously have clothes on, but like, I just thought that was a bit mad. I was a little bit offended.
I'll get some clarity about what she meant
Emer,
by that statement.
You should see my body. I'm ripped as hell right now. You should be buzzing to see me in the sauna.
I'll get some clarity and report back.
Please.
Okay.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
We've got some big news here at Spin. Really exciting to announce that Spin is the official radio partner of this year's VHI Women's Mini Marathon.
Ooh, that's cool.
It is so cool.
I love the Mini Marathon weekend. Like, it's just good vibes around the place.
It's packed.
Went in last year and my housemates were running it and we just had the best time. It was so much fun.
I'd highly recommend if you're a single man or woman who likes women, it's a great day to be in town because there's a lot of positive endorphins from ladies who are crossing the finish line and they're around then in town. The place is packed at women. Mm-hmm. Packed at women. I did the Women's Mini Marathon 2 years ago and I did it because I was kind of just doing a bit of running at the time and I set myself a goal of running the 10 and I had the best day ever. I actually ended up in Blackbird the night before till way too late and I remember my friend Emer being like, you'll never make it to this run tomorrow, and I was like, I will. And I did, but I was very slow, but I did it and it was great crack.
I don't think I could even complete a 10k, so that is impressive that anyone could do that. It's impressive if you could do a 5k or a 3k, but 10k is insane.
I didn't really know much about any kind of running stuff at that point, but you kind of realise that if you're trained for like a 5 or 6, the atmosphere on the day will actually keep you going. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not one of those really, like, obviously some people are there to beat their time and are doing it from a very competitive point of view. Most people are there for a laugh and, like, you know, doing it for a charity. Yeah. And getting together and all the rest as well. So if some people might choose to walk a kilometre, run a kilometre, walk a kilometre, all that. But yesterday we went to the kind of official launch and the brand ambassador, one of, for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon this year is Amy Connolly, i.e. Sculpted by Amy.
Very nice.
I've been using her products for years. She is so sound. And we talked about that whole idea of it's great to do it kind of in a group, but also it is, and I did it completely on my own. I got the Lewis in on my own. And it's one of those ones that there's so much support and crack around that it doesn't matter if you're not kind of going with the gang. Anyway.
And even when you're actually running, the people alongside you, you know, they're like, go on, yeah, keep going, you're doing great. Or, you know, if someone stopped and had any sort of issue, you know, there's always people going, are you all right? Come on, we can do this together. Yeah. And like, they're total strangers.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. You absolutely don't have to be in a crew. I think it's an amazing event to sign up with a crew, mm-hmm, if you have sisters, cousins, colleagues, or if you're all doing it for the same charity. But the crowd absolutely carries you if you're on your own.
So I'm doing it this year now. And I'm wondering, Dave, as I've no one to do it with, would you do it with me?
10k.
I love that that's your first question, not women's mini marathon.
No, I don't mind doing the women's part, but 10k, no.
You not definitely can do it.
No, I'm grand, thanks though.
Okay.
Happy with the gym, happy to keep doing that.
I've seen when I did it a couple of years ago, lots of guys would dress up with fake boobs and wigs and stuff and do it for a charity of their thing.
Very
as well,
cool.
Which is
fair
great.
Play to them men. That will not be me.
Okay, all right.
I'll leave this one to the women, if that's okay.
Okay, all right. More from Amy yesterday. We're talking about what she kind of does and what puts in her headphones to motivate herself when she's out for runs.
There's kind of like running playlists that I will download on Spotify and just kind of plug them in. Or else sometimes if in the mood,
you'll listen to Spin.
Exactly. I'll have Spin full blast actually every hour of the day. But if I'm doing a long one,
Amy,
I might plug in a podcast that's more of like a switch off the brain. Yeah. You're not looking for high energy. Mm-hmm. Anything with like a crime killer or something in it, I'm there.
I don't believe her. I do not believe her that she turns on spin.
I think she does.
How dare you, Amy?
I was asking her then as well about like if you want to, because obviously she's like one of the most famous makeup artists and businesswoman in the country. For the little running vests, are there any products that would kind of suit on the day if you do want to kind of give it a lash after you do the Women's Mini Marathon? Do you know what I mean? And she had this advice.
I'm speaking from experience here. Not only as the creator, but as the person who has stuck them in the running vest. Hydrogent, very cute size. Also a brilliant, because it's basically a serum with a tint in it. So a brilliant product if you are going to choose to exercise with makeup on. I'm not saying that you need to, but listen, we all have social plans, like you said. My mascara, put it on in the morning. You actually don't even need to pack that with you, because that's going to last. And unless you've been bawling, crying on the race course for a hopefully positive love reasons, you'll be fine.
It's excess sweat. We're all good.
It's all good.
Now, I really do encourage you. If you're a girl, like a woman, let's do this thing, will we? Come on. Come on. It'd be a bit of crack.
Let's stick together, girls.
I crossed the finish line 2 years ago and I had no one to do anything with. It was actually a bit underwhelming. So let's just do it together. Yeah. 087 or not 087. If you stick with Spin, obviously now the official radio partner of this year's VHI Women's Mini Marathon, we will keep you in the loop on when to get yourself registered and all that as well. Registration will be open really soon.
I imagine you just like with the big balloon and said, you know, the people are like, we wanted a pacer, but just like, Emma's right here.
Come hang with me. A tough week for myself and Dave. Fiona's only gone on maternity leave and already,
All right, we're getting berated. Are,
yeah.
And comments left, right, and centre from Juicy Callum going, look at this, what this person said.
Go on, fill us in.
So yesterday on the show, we revealed that we are doing the first ever fully charged performance review. Now, we launched this after 8:30 yesterday morning. So if you weren't with us then, I'll kind of fill you in. In work at the moment, in our workplace, we're going through our yearly performance review. You might have it in your place. I remember when I worked in a supermarket, I had them there as well. They're kind of everywhere. They're not just in an office. They're in any kind of workplace. It's to see how you're getting on. It's for your managers to kind of review how you're doing and how you are doing yourself at work.
When I was in a department store, we had the mystery shoppers.
Oh, I hated the mystery shoppers.
Oh, we had them in Fantasia. We had a mystery shopper.
Yeah.
And I remember
and
someone got it.
And the rumour go around the shop among all the staff. I think someone looks like a mystery shopper
I bet it was this person.
Yeah. We used to have someone come in from the lottery because I worked behind customer service and we had the lottery there, and they would send like a mystery shopper in, but they would be underage to make sure that you're checking their ID in them as well.
What underage person is doing the lottery? Like, do you know what I mean? Who's doing that?
You never know.
Who's 16 going, give me a quick
pick. Give me a three piece quick
pick. So yesterday we announced that we are doing the first ever fully charged performance review. It is still open. It closes at 8 o'clock on Friday. That's 8 a.m. on Friday morning. So if you do want to take part, it'll only take you about 3 or 4 minutes. Just send me the word review to 087 711 1038. I'll send you the link back. You fill it out. You send a screenshot of you completing it, and we'll put you into a prize draw to win something nice on Friday morning.
Nice.
Some of the questions that I did put into the performance review, you weren't super happy about. There is one of, who is your favourite member of Fully Charged?
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
That just creates a toxic workplace environment.
But one...
And also, why did you include yourself?
Oh, he did not, did he? Oh, you loser. You're
review,
such a loser.
Who's your favourite member?
Oh, give Callum a little vote there, will you?
This guy who says time and time again, I just want to be a producer.
Oh, not
I'm
on
not
air, Callum.
Part of the show. I'm not Emma, Dave, or Fiona. Don't ask me to do that, guys. I'm not.
Am I your favourite, guys?
He puts in, who's your favourite team member? Emma, Dave, Fiona, producer Callum. I was like, you big wet.
Now, in fairness,
he's probably stalking that, being like, them. Oh, are they loving me?
I put me in there because there is one question about me in the performance as well. That's why I did it.
Okay. You don't want to be on the show.
Don't want to be on the show.
I don't want to know who the favorite is. So when you tell me who the favorite is, can you just like tell me to like cover my ears? Because one, if it's not me, I'll be sad, and if it is me, I'll be too egotistical.
You'll be mortified.
So I can't.
So what I'll do is I won't tell you who is who, but I will tell you the percentage of the votes on that category.
That's no good.
So who is your favorite member of the team? You can select more than one. One person is in the lead at 29%. Then the next person is at 26%. Then the next person is at 24%.
That's really good.
And the
good.
Next person is at 21%.
That's fantastic.
So it's very level, but there is one person slightly taking the lead.
Is that you, Callum?
I'm okay.
I'm not going to tell you.
Look at me in the eye and say, is that you, Callum?
It is not me.
Oh.
It is not me.
I'm okay if I'm last, by the way.
I
prefer to be last because the girls will be very upset if they're last. Can you imagine Fiona's anxiety if she's last?
Never tell her.
The people who have filled out the survey so far, one of the questions is, I would recommend Fully Charged to a friend.
Woohoo.
The answer is yes or no.
Okay.
It's 100% yes.
Yes.
Oh,
so
great.
We're doing well there. And I will give you one more question for now. I will reveal the full results at 8 a.m. on Friday morning. What are three or four words that you would use to describe Fiona? She's not here, so...
she can't defend herself. So
I will tell you one of the ones. Funny, honest, ruthless.
Ruthless.
Ruthless. She is a ruthless.
And there is a couple more in there being like, funny, blunt, and a bit mean to Dave. Oh. So if you do want to take part in the first ever Fully Charged review, just WhatsApp us the word review right now to 0877 111038. I'll send you the link back. You send a screenshot back of when you've done it. We'll put you into a draw and we'll go through the results just after 8:30 on Friday morning.
My God, this September will mark 4 years of us being on the show, and nothing has made me this uncomfortable that we've ever done as this.
What's funny is I actually have my performance review on Friday. So I have two performance reviews.
Oh, you're legit.
On
one and the show one.
The show one at 8, what was it, 8:30?
8:30,
yeah. Sorry, I'm American, 8:30. And then I've my real one at 10, which is actually a horrible day to put a performance review. Because let's be real, we all know how it's going to go. Do you know what I mean? Horrible. You ruined my weekend, Nick. God's sake.
Just all I'll say is just be nice, yeah?
But be honest. Be honest. Yeah. If you don't like something, write it down. I should have put, who would you want to kick off the show?
Read the question.
Yeah. Is the answer. Although he's not even on in the first place, apparently, according to him.
Oh, this is so good.
He's the opportunity to be the favourite. Here it
is. That campaigning. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. God, who needs Fiona Frawley, huh? We can do the claps all on our own. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave's Written Down. We need Fiona Frawley. We love her very much. We wish her all the best over the 6 months while she's on maternity leave. For now, though, who have we got on to play?
It's Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. How's things?
Yeah, not too bad. What's the crack with you for the day?
Just on the way into work.
And what is it that you do?
I fix coffee machines.
You fix coffee machines.
Oh, God, you're busy in this place, I'd say, are you?
Yeah, I'd say you're always in our bloody company. And
why Sean, do they break so much, Sean?
Yeah, actually.
Because they're abused.
Ah, what is the worst way a person can use a coffee machine?
Not clean would probably be the best thing, okay. Or the worst thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose giving it a kind of an angry little slap every now and again when it's not quick enough. Ooh. Probably doesn't help either.
Kinky.
Yeah, or clicking too many buttons at once.
Or Kenko. Okay, I'm on fire. Right, Sean, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
Have you played this game before?
I haven't.
Yeah, you haven't. Okay, I was thinking I have talked to you before, but maybe not on this game. Right, it's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say something different than what I've written down, you win passes to the cinema. I'm going to ask you something like name any tech company. You're going to hear three beeps. The three beeps sound like this. You answer on the third beep. If you say Samsung and I've Samsung written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down. Every single one you get right, you win an IMC cinema pass, Sean. Five up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, unfortunately, you are also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Sean, are you ready to play?
I am indeed.
Good luck,
Sean. I kind of went back to basics with this game.
Okay.
I think you're going to enjoy the questions. They are kind of basic, but they're still fun at the same time. All right, Sean, here we go. Welcome on in. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Round one. Sean. Name any city.
Milan
in Italy. I have never been, but I've heard there is one thing to do there, and it's see a church and then you're done.
I heard that too.
You have written down Milan, and I have written down Dublin.
Yay, well done, Sean. Okay, that's one cinema pass in the bag. Do you want to keep on going?
Yes, of course.
Thank God. Imagine he stopped at one. That'd be really weird. All right, let's
imagine
go for...
Like, yeah. Do you know what, lads? I'm done here.
Just go one on my own. All right, here we go. With round two, Sean. Name any brand of car.
A Hyundai.
Fantastic. I have written down a Ford.
Lovely. That's two. I presume you want to keep going, Sean.
May as well.
You may as well. Let's do it, Sean. Round three. Name any planet in the solar system.
Saturn.
Good one.
For scientific purposes, I would have accepted Pluto.
I know, because I think that's nasty.
No hate on the small guy.
Yeah.
I asked you to name
I was thinking that, but I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, because you thought
I didn't want to go there.
I would have accepted it. I asked you to name any planet. You said Saturn, and I have written down Saturn.
No way! What?
Saturn. No way!
On round three, have a look at my sheet, Emma Nolan.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Sean, but that is correct. In print, printed, as I can see here, at 6:07 a.m. this morning. Name any planet. Saturn is on the sheet. I've got loads of cinema passes lately, so we'll send you out too. But we go through the last two questions anyway to see how you would have got on.
Yeah, see if you would have gotten out the other ones. All right, this would have been round four. We really separate the men from the boys and women from the girls. So now round four would have been name any day of the week.
Tuesday.
And I have written down Tuesday.
No way! Oh my God, disaster.
All right, let's see about the last one. Round five was name any vowel.
You.
I've written down I.
Okay.
So two out of five you got wrong. So I'm pretty happy with that. I think that's fair enough. And I'm sure Callum will send you out to IMC Cinema passes or something like that.
I'm sure he will.
He's a nice guy. Sean, I'm so sorry about that, but have a fantastic day and thank you for playing.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye. Bye-bye. I reckon, Dave, you're thrilled with that, though, are you?
It's been on round three as well. Usually it's round five, but I got mine on round three.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you haven't had that in a while. So much exercise yesterday, I don't have to do it again for the month. That's what I've decided. I got the zoomies after boxing yesterday. So I'm back to boxing for the first time in like 2 weeks.
Fair play.
I was so weak. Like, could literally... It's amazing how, like, when you stop doing something for literally 2 weeks, I was the weakest person in the class, 100%. Then I got home, I had to walk the dog. I was like, what's the point in walking him when I could just run him? So then I ran the dog. I did 22,000 steps yesterday.
That's impressive.
So,
22,000. My God, there's a guy on Twitter who only works out for the month if he can't run a 6 minute mile. So when he when it starts at the start of the month, he'll do a mile on the treadmill, and if he can't do it in 6 minutes, he'll work out for the month.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And he'll be healthy for the month.
Whereas if he does do it, what
he goes straight to KFC
and then waits another 3 weeks
and just
weeks
chills out for the week. And he's like, looks like I can go out and do my own thing for the next month. And until the first of the next month, he'll go and see if he can do a 6 minute mile. And if he can't, he will work out for that month.
Do you know what the average is compared to months he can do it and months he can't do it?
I think he mainly can always do it.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, he can just do his own thing.
So he does mile a month and he's grand, according to his philosophy on staying fit. That's unbelievable.
That is the dream.
Yeah, my Apple Watch went dead and I was like, no, I think I've completed my Apple Watch today. It's done. I'm at end game and I don't think I need to do anything now until probably April.
Brilliant.
May.
Chill out. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.